I've known Don a long time. He said that getting to the age that he's at, that he gets a little bit forgetful. Well, I know because he was born on the same day I was, and he was my lab as an undergrad. He was my lab partner. We did a master's and PhD at the same places. So the only thing is, I think he gave most of the beginning of my talk. As you'll see, legacy. I'm supposed to set the stage here. If you go to the dictionary definition, it's something received from an ancestor or predecessor or from the past. And we all received a lot from Dick. You might say we got some DNA from Dick. Dick's no-nonsense approach to science. Then another, not commonly found in the dictionary, but often heard definition of legacy is an imprint or impression we leave behind. And I think we can all agree that Dick has made a great impression, imprint on each of our careers. This is just a little bit. We had sent out asking people to send in grad students, publications, you know, interests that they had. This is just the part of Dick's family. And it's the PhD branch. The longer lines, let's see if I can get these arrows, these long lines are actual students. First one being Bill DeBose. The last one, I think, was Tim Lissick. But as you go through here, you can see the students having students and their students having students. So I haven't been able to finish all this lineage yet, but it's been really intriguing, and so I want to continue with that. This is where Don's probably stole already some of this, but Dick is actually the one, if I'm correct, you started the medical vet entomology program at NC State. So he initiated, Don already told you that he had 35 grad students, 18 postdocs, and he's already listed the countries for you, so I don't need to do that. One thing I think needs to be pointed out, some people, when I would get into an institution, they either did applied research or basic. Well, with Dick, you had both basic and applied studies. And another thing, either people get into livestock or they get into medical, but one thing that always impressed me was whether it's livestock or human entomology, you always saw Dick at all the meetings ever since I've been there. Like I could see him at the AMCA or at the livestock, and that's not very typical either. Other things that he's brought into his research have been biological control agents. And one thing that's really been impressed on me was he's always believed in IPM, integrated pest management. I think from the beginning, that was one of the things that he emphasized. So I thought I'd take you real quickly through his research. In the 1960s, he established a management program for Hippolytes aenats. Reed and I were just talking about that nobody is going to address that issue in the symposium. Reed was actually the last grad student that worked on the Hippolytes. I think Bill was the first one, Bill DeBose. Then he also, in the 60s, had a major emphasis on understanding the manure-habiting predators of housefly and poultry production system. Then in the 1970s, attention was focused on the problem of controlling biting flies and mosquitoes in coastal salt marshes under the Sea Grant program. And that's where myself, Bill Dale, I'm trying to think who else, Henry Coach, I see Henry over there. What's the deal, Henry? That's what he used to always say to me. So Henry was there. So we gathered data on the ecology behavior, and with Jim Dukes as a postdoc and Tommy Edwards, your technician, a lot on the control aspects. In the 80s and in the 90s, attention was shifted to multi-pest problems associated with confined poultry and swine production. In particular, research was conducted to develop management programs, also to reduce mosquito breeding in animal waste lagoons. And that's where Dick tried to convince Don to use a rubber raft to go floating through across one of the lagoons until Don asked him, well, could you demonstrate? because these huge methane bubbles would bubble up, and Dick said, well, maybe we need a boat. So he was adaptable. So then we had, he also did a lot of work with sensory systems. Concurrent with the research were studies on sensory receptors of flies, including Culicoides, ticks, mites, so that we could, this helped assist in the understanding of the behavior of the pests. This was both scanning and transmission electron microscope work. As I already alluded to, biological control studies. In addition to research on the management of the house fly and other filth flies, research was conducted on ectoparasites, litter beetles affecting poultry industry, considerable emphasis on a better understanding of the row of predators, mites, beetles, hymenopterous parasites to suppress housefly populations. Research on mosquitoes had an emphasis on the potential for using fungi and bacteria as control agents. These are the MS students. I think there's 20 master students. And Laura, I have you in black, not because you're the Dark Knight or anything, because you're the only one of the master students that sent me anything, and you have, so you're gonna be highlighted quite a bit here. And I don't wanna steal your thunder like Don did mine, but one of the things that I have been following Laura's career, I really have been impressed with it. She's still young in the field and really involved with a lot of really important things in global health. And her studies focus on biology, ecology, behavior of mosquitoes. She's involved with disease vectors, dengue, West Nile, malaria, human, and animal mosquito interactions, reproductive biology, behavior. And like I said, I don't want to get in too much because I don't know, we haven't seen each other's talks, so that's part of the problem. So I don't want to get too far in, but mating behavior, Aedes aegypti. And you're doing work with transgenics is awesome. And like I said, I'm not going through all these slides in great detail, but this is just to show some of the legacy, some of the lineage that's come out. Laura went on and got her PhD under John Edmond at the University of Mass, and then she's now at Cornell University, where Dick got his degree and started from, and Don's at. And some of the grad students she's had, Jonathan Darborough, and he's now in Australia. Like I said, I'm not gonna read everything, and I'm not even gonna try to pronounce the next name, but work on the Aegypti albopictus in Thailand. And I guess these are your current PhD students, right? And just some of the selected, some of Laura's publications, just to show a little bit of what she's doing. Host preference, bleeding, blood feeding patterns, again, the host preference. And this one here, I think, is really important, the ethical, social, and cultural considerations for the use of the transgenics. And I think this is going to be a bigger and bigger issue in the coming years. And one that I'm really interested in, and since we're doing some work with WHO in some of these areas, on the physical container traits which influence the overposition behavior of Aegypti. Very interested in talking maybe with you more about that. Then the PhD students. The ones in white, and I didn't use black, I guess I must have been watching an enemy basketball game when I used the black that time. But the ones in white are the ones that have sent me some information that I can use, and I already apologize to Polly. Somehow in this final version, some of the stuff he sent me has disappeared. But I'll just mention that Polly is now at Walter Reed at the Systematic Lab and has made numerous contributions in the systematics of mosquitoes and phlebotomy and sand flies. And he just, I guess, just got back from South Korea, Polly? And we spent 3 hours, maybe not 3 hours, a couple hours at the airport in Durban, South Africa, and we told a lot of Axtell stories. Okay, and Lewis Coombs is here, and I'm not going to go into everything here because Lewis is going to be giving a talk, but I would summarize it basically by saying Tick-host interactions, is that a pretty good assessment? And I think that's what you talked on too. But he's had numerous Masters of Science students that have worked, that you can see, on different aspects. What I first remember about Lewis when I got to NC State was his work with electron microscope. But he does a lot also with the physiology and some of the PhDs, and you can see the dissertation. Again, I don't know what Lewis is going to say, so I don't want to go into any detail, but blood meal digestion, fluid movement in the salivary glands, but a lot of work with ticks. And some more of his grad students, and you see the common theme, and let Lewis present that next. Some current doctoral grad students. Then Reed Gerhart. Reed was really getting ready to finish up when I got there. And Reed and I have kept good contact through the years. He used to always want to make bets on football games, but I didn't get any emails or anything about the Florida-Tennessee game this year. I don't know, he's really lost interest after Steve Spurrier got to Florida and scores started weighing heavily. We're really sorry, Reed, to see your football coach go. But Reed has a professional interest in general medical vet entomology, biology, ecology, mosquitoes, epidemiology of lacrosse and West Nile virus, control of ticks, biology, ecology, population management strategies for muscoid flies, and emerging arthropod diseases in Tennessee. Greater than 35 refereed publications, book chapters, and Reed's had 26 grad students. Is that right? Most of them masters. I think you just recently started a PhD program, right? And then, so right at the end here, Haddles was your first PhD student, and he's getting ready to finish, and he has a multiple interest. When you talk to Haddall, he's really got a diversity. I guess you've had some real challenge keeping him focused. Just some of the selected publications to read is to show he was involved with the first isolation of lacrosse virus from naturally affected albopictus. He's worked with ticks, culicoides, and then in some other publications, Tabanidae. I think he's holding his bulletin, so I guess he'll show it to you when he gets up here, on Tabanidae of Tennessee, a really nice document. And one I'd like to talk to you more about, Reed, is, you know, we have talked about this over the phone, but detecting insect flight sounds in the field for acoustical counting of mosquitoes. And I hope that's going real well. And extension ticks and mosquitoes, so Reed has quite a diversity. I won't spend too much time on the next person. That being me, I finished jobs were at a premium in 75-76. It's nice to see the field had opened up in the last couple years, more job opportunities, and I guess with a bunch of us getting at that retirement age, it should open up even more for the next generation. But I did get to spend time at the Citadel learning military protocol, which has come in handy with the Deployed Warfighter Protection Program. But at the Citadel, in addition to teaching basic biology, parasitology, and zoology, I did research on dredged material disposal sites, mosquitoes associated with it. And I got to the University of Florida. My PhD was in culicoides, and got to resume that. And I've been at the USDA since 1978. When I got there, pesticide, we're starting to dwindle as far as pipeline, a lot, not that many of the screen, but I was in charge of that program for biting midges and mosquitoes. Then I shifted into just the ecology control of culicoides, mosquitoes, and tabanids, and this really followed up on what you taught me, Dick, with the IPM, how the importance of using many different things. And I've had 12 grad students and 2 postdocs. This just shows some of the areas that we covered: biology of biting midges, systematics, sensory behavior, ecology, a lot of scanning electron transmission type work with culicoides, electrophysiology with Alan Grant, of Culicoides, some GIS work and surveillance, and barrier treatments for control of pests. So that's my record there. So far, 108, refereed book chapters on different subjects and a little bit of extension. One of the things that I like this publication because it summarizes the interest. I have a great interest in mosquito and Culicoides biology, behavior, and the use of semiochemicals, and the use of alternative things like maybe traps and targets for mosquito Culicoides control, and then working with attractants and understanding the influence of different isomers of compounds on behavior. And a lot of studies on traps and trapping efficacy. Like I say, a lot of trapping techniques. Repellents, very interested in spatial repellents. Then Henry, sitting over there to the left. Henry came as I was getting ready to leave. But always have fond memories of Henry because Dick told me to take him out and teach him the ropes down at Moorhead City. And so the first thing we did was an all-nighter doing biting counts. I don't know if you remember that, Henry, and we had that rabbit in the cage and the rabbits getting stirred up before they nailed us. Henry didn't talk to me for 2 weeks after that night. I thought he lost his voice. But Henry worked with the USDA in Poteau, Oklahoma at the Tick Research Lab. And after that closed down, he went to New York, the Regional Food and Drug Administration. And as he left government, I wasn't quite sure how to interpret what you sent me there, Henry. Did you do this after you left as a consultant? He was a key investigator in the examination of animal feed samples from New England and Canada for contamination with animal materials in an effort to keep mad cow out. He said he had no grad students, 25 publications with USDA, and as you can see, they were associated with ticks, the Lone Star tick, trapping, CO2, and also chemical control. Then we have Don Rutz, who I've known for such a long time. In addition to being a grad student, he was also a postdoc with Dick and became the statewide coordinator of IPM, poultry IPM program, then extension entomologist at NC State. Presently at Cornell University, areas of expertise include livestock, poultry, IPM, biological control of flies. Cornell highlights, director of the Pesticide Management Education Program. He was chair of the department. They liked him so well, they gave him two terms at it. Three. Three? Oh, wow. So you get more than a five-year term up there. So currently he's the director of the New York State IPM Program. Three grad students, four postdocs, and some of these grad students really have gone on to quite a good careers. Brad Mullins, Lincoln Smith, Stephen Long, 78 refereed publications, six books chapters, books and monographs, and what a all-star list of postdocs. We've got Wes sitting over here at NC State, Chris working at USDA in the office next to me, and Phil Kaufman not too far away at the University of Florida. And so Dick, that's part of your heritage. And you saw the leadership yesterday, these guys all in key roles. And these are publications that, like I said, I'm not going to go into any detail because Don's going to talk about these in his talk with the use of parasitism of Hymenoptera for control of houseflies. Our flies. Just briefly, postdocs. I was gonna be brave and try to pronounce that name, but I decided I lost my nerve. So Dr. Sue, I know you were in the audience here. And Don Rich, as I said, was postdoc. Lewis also and Polly served as postdocs. And Dr. Sue sent me some really good things. So she's the postdoc I'm highlighting here. Back in the People's Republic of China, research area is still biological control of mosquitoes. She told me she has no PhD program in entomology. This was supposed to be corrected here. It's supposed to be at her college, so this version doesn't have that name, but at her college, She has 21 master's students, and 17 have successfully completed their studies. And she's found a new fungus in the garden soil and has done extensive studies in biology, ecology, molecular biology with this organism. Says it's a very promising biocontrol agent for mosquitoes and has a patent on it. And then I just wanted to say how the branch keeps going on. Brad Mullen had Reed, 2 minutes, good. At the University of Tennessee, he has a master's advisor, Dunritz, for PhD. And Brad's going on, he's got 4 PhD students of his own. And if I, you look at Alec Gary, he's also got a few students of his. So one of these days, I'm gonna put all this together and get it to you, Dick. But Alec, I think, has 2 current students, but Dick's impact, as Don stole a little bit of mine at the beginning, is not just in the United States, like Dr. Su and the People's Republic of China. So Dick, your influence is just keeping on growing. And that's it.